Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I've been flying out of town for some peace of mind.
The Liberal Group has a real estate agency.
That's who you need to reach out to when you're thinking about listing your home for sale. If you're a first-time home buyer, you need some advice, need some guidance, they can help you there too. They can help you make the most money for your home if you're selling. Help you get the new one. That's what they do every single day. And what makes them special and what separates them from the rest is just their results, right? It's a production-based business, and they're the best at it. They're going to help you get the most money for your home. They're going to make your home look amazing on the market. They're going to reach a whole new network of folks, of buyers. And you're going to love them. You're going to love working with them. That's the key part, too. They're going to answer all your calls, all your questions. They're the best. But you got to take that first step and reach out. So to LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Yep, Jennifer is truly the best. You'll know that within minutes of talking to her, how great she is, what she represents. And what she represents is not just a successful business that she's built from the ground up, but and a desire to make Memphis a better place. Her way of doing that is to get people out of renting situations, lower rentership in Memphis, and increase home ownership. I love that approach. And that's why she's so in it to win it. Not just, again, for herself and her business, but for you. So she'll go out of her way. Tough situations like I had, like the Vandermans had, she flips them. She turns them into the things that dreams are made of. That's what she did for me. It's what she did for the Vandermans. She'll do it for you. Most importantly, you're in a home right now. She'll get you the most money for that home. And she can help you on that buying side as well for us. Helped us pick out our dream home. As John likes to say, I'm in a much better position now. And it's all thanks to Jennifer Carstensen. So again, you're looking for a realtor, looking for an agent, make sure you make a call to Jennifer. 901-625-5200. They're the best. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the real estate agents.
Jaden Quaintance is your acquaintance. Jaden Quaintance is your acquaintance.
So is this a two-horse race?
Is this a two-horse race?
Because at one time we were saying Oregon and some others, right?
I don't know. I heard there might be some other schools sort of in the mix, but
are we just talking Louisville and Memphis in the end? Like the old days?
I heard Missouri, but I don't know how real that is.
Oh, Gates.
Yeah.
He got a little NIL stuck away somewhere.
You may need to check and do some research on what Missouri's done in the portal, brother. You clearly are out of the loop on. Not to be confused with Kevin Dennis.
Are they in the bidding now?
I don't know how real it is, like I said. I just heard them as a school that was, you know, potentially on the fringe. Again, it's hard to know in this particular recruitment what's real and what's not. So that's why, you know, I just kind of want to very much stipulate that it's speculative.
Them Mizzou boosters were tired of getting their butts whooped last year.
Again, I think Missouri's – I don't know.
Are they spending other money, though, besides this cat –
They've got a pretty good recruiting class, Missouri does.
You told us about one of them last week.
Yeah, who was it?
I have no idea.
Man, you don't remember what I said, bro?
I don't care. Yeah, he was a pretty solid guy. You made a point of it to talk about Missouri recruiting for a minute. So
yeah, bro.
He must have been on
a
list.
Yeah, Glow. Yeah,
they're ranked
Mitchell.
Ninth.
Mitchell.
Sorry, Mitchell?
From Duke.
You think I can keep up with over, what is it, 2,000 in the
transfer Glow.
Portal? And what Missouri's doing?
Yeah, Glow.
Man, please.
Marquez Warwick.
No, it's Mark Mitchell is the one. Mark Mitchell.
A bunch of dudes, like, but there are others in the portal.
We need to be aware of what Dennis Gates is
Tony
doing.
Tony Perkins from Iowa.
Yeah.
Don't forget about Tony Perkins, big dog.
Well, what I would tell you is Dennis Gates needs a big season. He's playing catch-up after a setback of a year last year. Yeah.
That may be Laird's first move he'll have to make.
Dennis Gates is a
Maybe
great coach.
Maybe this is desperation.
He's a great coach. And
where was he at? Cleveland State?
Yeah, his buyout's like $5 billion, bro. Like, even if Memphis wanted to hire him someday, they couldn't pay the buyout.
Don't look like right now we're going to have to worry about it.
Oh, you're right. He got lifetime extension.
He's got some work to do.
But yes, Memphis is in the process of trying to get Jaden Quaintance, we think, you know, in the fold. It'll if it works for everybody.
Playing a dangerous game.
A dangerous game. Memphis is playing a dangerous game per Jason Smith.
What are you doing?
What do you think Memphis is next?
Oh, no, that's straight Dane Danger.
Oh, that's our player.
Yeah, you
that's, I'm
that.
Sorry,
that's,
I can't use
that's
that.
That's his theme music. Yeah. Right.
We can't even use that outside
we'll
of
we'll
him.
Figure out the else. So we'll figure out something else.
All right, okay.
That's fine.
All right, I'm going to put you in. I'm going to, for 1 minute, I'm going to ask you to put on your Giannotto hat. What should Memphis's next recruit be?
Black. I feel very strongly about that.
I think that
that's funny.
You want to give me your best candidate for the Scully and all that stuff?
I think the Memphis.
I ain't listening.
That was a reference into Mark Giannotto.
I think the next transfer should be white because you need diversity.
So you want to play with this. Now you're playing with it. We had a very serious, we had a serious discussion. That was a very important discussion, and I think moved it forward.
Well, are you trying to say that? Are you trying to say that a white player would be a DEI? Is that what you're trying to say?
This is the last white player to succeed here.
Dude, Austin Nichols. He did succeed here, bro. He was the freshman of the year. I think he was a defensive player of the year too, wasn't he? He was, bro.
Defensive player of the year?
Yes, bro.
You know you like to make stuff up about white athletes.
No, I know my Austin Nichols history.
Stop.
I know my Austin history, bro.
Now, he might have been. I do recall him having a lot of blocks that year.
I don't know if he.
But I don't. I really don't recall him getting defensive player of the year. Now, you do this every time with white athletes.
He was.
You add to their list of accomplishments with made up BS.
He was beat out. He was beat out, unfortunately.
He made that up.
Do you remember what he said about TJ McConnell?
Yeah.
He said that fool went lottery.
He's a sniper over there.
He was beat out. He was all AAC first team.
He adds to their resumes.
He's been hanging out with Ron Olson too long.
He had 93 blocks that year, though. He averaged 3.4 blocks
right.
a game.
You had told yourself that he was the defensive player of the year, though. And you marked it down as memory.
Yes, but because he was second in the country in blocks. He was first in the AAC. 3.44 blocks a game was second in the country.
He didn't get it, bro.
He averaged more blocks than Musa did last year. Right? Double the amount of blocks that Musa had last year.
Get him back, too.
So I thought, yeah, I apologize. I don't know who the hell won that year. It must have been damn Tony Allen. I mean, it must have been the best defender.
Bro, Austin doesn't need you doing this for him.
Who
today.
Was? Who was?
Because he doesn't care.
I know he doesn't care, but you asked me who was. I was trying to
Austin's
build the
basketball
case.
Career to him was another life.
It was. That's true. It was.
Yep.
He doesn't.
And there's a part of me respects the hell out of
him. Hey, he was good enough that Virginia wanted him.
That, again, so many of these guys, they see it as their end-all, be-all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For Austin, it was never
that. I
appreciate that. It was never that. You could have still a successful and, you know, a great life doing what you want to do.
Hey, he cared about basketball more than Paxton Lynch cared about football, I think.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I would kind of put it.
Maybe it's about being. Yeah.
He wasn't a gamer like Paxton. Paxton on that Xbox too much.
Paxton cared when Fuente was his coach.
Yeah. Look, Austin's my guy. You know, I just think he. I think it's. It, you know, just because you're good at it and you're tall doesn't necessarily mean that you know you want it more than anything. You know, he had other interests. He,
right.
You know, Austin was like me trapped in a 6'9" guy's body. You know, like he wanted to just be a bro. He wanted to, you know, party and have friends, and he wanted to have a regular life. And the truth is, he loved, this is the truth, and I would tell him this, he loved playing basketball at Briarcrest. He loved it.
Yep.
I mean, he loved everything that came with that, the recruiting, the recruiting process. I mean, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the day that he called me and told me that he was committing. Like it was. He
changed both of your lives.
He even, dude. I ran out of class. I was about to sit. I was sitting down for some stupid world history class or something. I don't remember what class it was. He's like, "Can you talk?" I'm like, "Yeah, what's up?" He goes, "Hey, man, me and my dad are here. We're on the phone. Nobody knows this yet. We haven't even called Memphis yet, but we wanted to. Or they didn't say Memphis. They said we haven't even called the coach yet, but we want to let you know that Austin is committing to. And then they like dramatic like pause, and they said, "We're going to Memphis," you know. And I genuinely like, I think that's, he loved basketball then, but what changed for Austin is that it went from being fun and I'm the big man on campus and I can just show up and dominate everybody at Briarcrest and whoever we play, you know. Mm. It went from, yep, that to work. You know what I'm saying? He had to work. He had to be there two.
That's,
you know,
all you do in college. If you're a D1 athlete, I don't think people understand it.
The commitment.
It's so in all sports. It's all you do.
There's no more, you know, oh, we're going to go out after the game with my buddies and we're going to go to Huey's and
yes,
we're going to, you know.
It's over.
It ain't like that no more, bro. You got class. You got to get to sleep. You got to do your two-a-days.
Yeah.
You got to eat right. There's no time to do anything else.
I saw a speech on this the other day. As a parent, it makes you realize you may not want your kid to be a college athlete
at that level.
I'm just telling you, it is different. It is a different deal.
And I just saw the love sort of leave Austin. You know, when it became, yep, a real job in that sense. And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't getting paid like they're getting paid now, bro. I mean, you were trying to get to a spot where you could get paid. But I think that there was just a lot of pressure that came that he didn't have to experience. Barker's just freewheeling, dude. I'm an average 30 out of bed on these kids. You know, they got 6'3 guys. And it wasn't just that. I mean, they played a big-time schedule back then.
Mm-hmm.
He was proven. He earned his status as a five-star prospect.
Yeah, he stood.
But
wow.
It, I
should
just,
have been a McDonald's All-American.
I think for the adjustment, and if you're asking why it didn't really go where it could have based on his talent, is because he just fell out of love with it. You know what I'm saying?
How's that family doing? How's his dad doing?
Best I can tell, they're doing great. You know,
good.
I think the main thing that you said is important. Austin came back to Memphis and graduated.
Yep,
he got his degree, and he's living the life he wants to live. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's doing and the things he wants to do.
Respect so much,
and he's at peace.
Right.
You know, with how it all played out. And I haven't really had that like sit down. I probably saw him, you know, 4 years ago or so. That's probably the last time I saw him. I think he graduated then. That's when he graduated from Memphis, was 4 years ago. But I'm proud of him. I'm proud of, you know, the fact that, and I've known him for 10, 12 years, you know, but the fact that he could go through that individually, be at peace with how it all played out and be happy and, yep, live the life you want to live, you know, that's not easy to do. And he's still here in Memphis, you know. He's a guy that he's a tiger. You know, so I definitely do think, even though it didn't happen maybe the way that he wanted it to or everybody wanted it to on the court, I still think he's definitely a big success for himself and certainly from the University of Memphis. So I'm definitely proud of him. Now, in terms of the next step here with Memphis, and we'll talk to Hurt about this with Jaden Quaintance, you know, what kind of player is he? Are the numbers that are being thrown out there, you know, are they real? What's this process look like coming in for Memphis? All that. We'll get to that next. Jason and John, on Eachina FM, ESPN.
Jordan Hurd, the fourth, is the team staff program director and coach, Black Coach Association All-Circuit selection for what he did on the EYBL season last year on their circuit, prestigious Nike circuit. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. He's named that recently. The accolades keep coming in. We're grateful to have him join us every Wednesday at 1:25 around this time. And particularly on this Wednesday, make sure you're following Hurd on X at Dream Big Hurd. He's on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. And he is a former coach of one Jaden Quaintance, who it appears that the University of Memphis is very interested in landing. Hurd, you've seen the reports that, you know, Jaden's planning a visit to Memphis at some time. Also saw yesterday where he's cut Arkansas from his list of potentials, the former Kentucky commitment. And it's funny because last week we were just asking you what you thought a Jaden Quaintance, who again you've had with Team Thad, would command from an NIL standpoint if he did decide to leave Kentucky, reopen his recruitment. Can you believe these numbers you're seeing on Quaintance? And do you believe them? I think one number had it as high as Louisville might be offering $2
million. good afternoon. NIL have definitely went to a whole nother level. You know, I would say if I was a representative you know, representing the family is actually a good look because the numbers are out there. If I was a betting man or my life was on the line or my freedom was on the line, I would say that's probably not true. The numbers are that high. Are they high for a kid like this, this late in the game? Yes. Are we in the millions? I'm not sure about that.
Gotcha. Let's go through each of his three schools, and you can tell us which school is offering how much. So let's start with Louisville. How much are they offering?
He's trying to trick you.
What are we doing right now?
Listen very closely to what he said. Yeah, I don't think we'll be doing it.
Turned into, let's make a deal real quick.
Yeah, hey, look, let's just cut through the BS and get this over with. You know what I'm saying? That's what I say, because here's the thing, Herd. I'll say this, and you and I talked about this, but, you know, there seems to be, like, a little bit of almost demonizing, whether it's the Quaintons family or whether it's anybody, right? Like, oh, pay for play. They're just trying to get money. They're just trying to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's wrong with that? Like, who among us would not want to do that if our son or daughter has the opportunity to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You know what, John? I actually got the numbers now. Let's do it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
All right. How much is Louisville offering?
$1 million. Next. This is out of what you think I'm doing. Hold on. This is my opinion. Let's go.
Okay. Memphis.
Do Memphis last.
Okay. Hold on. So, Kentucky.
$1 million.
All right. Memphis.
Memphis would be a $300 million experience because Penny will make you a lottery pick and have you a 20-year all-star career. So it will become, in the long run, a billion-dollar experience.
A billion-dollar experience.
That's what they're offering.
Wow. That is absolutely incredible. How can you turn that down? How can you turn? But see, that's smart because you're like, the upfront, well, no, the upfront, it's about the back end. And that's true, by the way. Like, one of the things that one of the things that you would always hear about Memphis' recruiting is, like, it's not about the first contract. Okay, we're trying to get you second contracts, how to be a professional basketball player. You know what I'm saying?
You can only learn that only one way. If you're not playing for Calipari,
right,
you will go on to play for somebody who actually did it, okay? And so after three, I think, you know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Penny wins that battle, and I think long-term, you know, Memphis presents the most money.
Yeah, because the truth of the matter is, I mean, Pat Kelsey can't teach you how to be an NBA player, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he can't tell you. I guess Mark Pope can, but Mark Pope was barely hanging on, bro. He was like a reserve guy in the NBA. We're talking about, like, real contracts, real money, real professional. And so I agree. Sure. I mean, that would be my pitch, because with any player, right, I think you start to have to ask yourself, if I'm paying you $1 million, if I'm paying you I got expectations. And Quaintons, he's 16 years old. Is he going to be 17 by the time school starts?
Yeah, he will, because he turned 17 around PJ. He turned 17 in July.
You can say how you feel about this, Herb, but I'm going to tell you how I feel, where if you're bringing in a guy – a young guy like this, and I sort of use the Imani Bates experiment as an example, there's going to, and you know the dad, you know the family, that there's what he's commanding in NIL or what he's asking for, and then what's there going to be once he's here? Like, are they going to demand right off the bat that we got to start because we're on a path to the NBA and we're not playing behind anybody? In fact, we got to be playing 35 minutes a game. Like, I say all that to ask you, Hurt, is there a point where, you know, maybe it's not worth it because of the potential headaches, chemistry issues? You got a young guy maybe making the most on the team. You know, other guys may be resenting that. Is it worth all of it for a Jaden Quaintance? You've coached him. You would know.
I mean, I think Jaden, with what we got on the roster right now, will probably start at Memphis. But I'm with you, John. I think it always gets to a point, whatever. I don't know the real numbers, but when you get to the real numbers, it's always a point where you're like, no, this is just not worth it. You know, no, for me, I mean, just for any business, things got to make sense at
absolutely
some point. You get what I'm saying? Even
absolutely
with the new golf lead, even whatever. At some point,
maybe not for them, but yes.
Yeah, but at some point, I ain't saying it's today, it's tomorrow, but at some point, things got to make sense. And like you said, they are human beings. They go make mistakes. Just because you give somebody a million or two, they don't guarantee winning. They don't guarantee. And say, you know, the parents would not like it if I said, and I'm for the players too, because a lot of my kids have gone on, they're doing well right now, bad. So I'm for players making money, lots of money, because they deserve it. And as far, but I also will put some stipulations in there, like when it came to like, and this, I'm just speaking in general, I'm not speaking on no particular person, but like parents and players who overdid it and really wanted a lot, I will put stipulations in there. Like, okay, cool. You get this if you average this. You get this if we win so much. But if we don't, we need some of this. But you get what I mean? Because I don't like deals when it's totally one-sided. I don't think a good business deal is good on both sides. And like you say, Jason, you're going in with a lot of expectations. And to the kid defense, he's not – we don't know the real numbers, you know.
Right.
It's out on the internet and – it's the internet. You get what I'm saying? So we're not at the meetings, okay? But people are going to think that, one, let's say he commits to Memphis or Louisville. The other fan bases, every time he play him and miss a dunk, $2 million, not worth it. You know, and kid might only got $500,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, that sounds crazy, only $500,000, just because the numbers say $2 million. So, I think you have to be careful with young guys. I think his body and stuff is a little more ready than Imani Bates, though, from that standpoint.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
And another reason not to pitch for Memphis, because I'm cool with everybody. I'm not as cool with Louisville and Kentucky if I was their past coaches. But if I'm a Jaden Quaintance at 16, 17, I think 10 in the league we in, actually, you could set it the opposite way around. If you're going to get as much NIL you like, if you're going to get trained by a pro, you get all that. And I would actually like to start off in this conference instead of the ACC and the Big Ten and all that at 16 years old.
Yeah, he would absolutely dominate. I mean, at least have a better chance to do that.
That's a good point.
You'd have a much – like to me – you know, you can hide a little bit in the AAC, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because at 17, you're just gonna have to. You're not fully developed as a prospect. But I think there's a world 100% where Jaden Quaintance as a Memphis Tiger next year in the AAC averages 12-10. I mean, just because of his physical gifts in this league. Now, I'm not saying that's likely, but I know that's probably not gonna happen in the ACC. You know, I know that's probably not going to happen in the SEC. I at least ascribe a little bit of a chance in the American where he could be successful, you know, from the beginning. So as it sort of breaks down, I mean, what's fair to say about Memphis in this recruitment? Would you say that they're an underdog? Would you say they have work to do based on your understanding? Just where does it stand with Memphis and Quaintance as it relates to the chances here?
I think they're in a good place. Now, granted, you know, this thing is moving really fast. You know what I mean? So anytime something is moving fast, you know, who all in, they have to, you know, continue to jump on board. But I think Memphis is in good position. You know, as of today, I wouldn't say they're the favorite, but I wouldn't say they're in third place either. You know what I mean? So I think they right in position, and he comes here this weekend. And I think if they give it, you know, all they got and everything go good this weekend, they definitely have a real legitimate chance.
Another option, it sounds like, perhaps, is a return to Musa Cisse. Would you endorse a Musa Cisse return with it, you know, if I prefaced it by telling you, man, Penny heard he's got to get back to defense, right? Like some of these guys that he's bringing in, you know, you got to have some that are bought in, and Musa would certainly represent a guy that can help you there. Knowing what, you know, seeing what he's brought in so far, and there's been a couple of additions, obviously brought in the guard from Texas. Would Musa fit to you or a guy like him?
I have seen fans online both ways on the Musa situation. I would just say if you know basketball, you don't turn a Musa down. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you go overboard to get him, but I don't think you turn it down because as of right now, I don't even think we have many front court players from my understanding, or maybe I can be off. So, yeah, you don't turn him down. You know, he still adds value. He might not be once what people thought he was because he came out highly rated like a Jaden Quaintance and stuff. But, you know, I definitely don't think you turn it down. So, yeah, I think if you can get Musa, yeah, you get him because, you know, like I say, defense, other things, he adds value.
Yeah. When it comes to, you know, improvement, you know, with Musa, is it just a situation where – you know, he hasn't quite maybe found the right place? Is it what you're going from Oklahoma, Memphis to Oklahoma State to Ole Miss? Like, his numbers basically have been the same. Is it just that maybe, you know, you're not in one place long enough to get that, you know, development? Like, what's just your philosophy on development and sort of bouncing around with basketball?
I think that's a two-part thing, John. I can see how people can link them together. But development, you know, has to do with your work ethic, you know, outside of practice, on and off the court. And then you do have some guys, I feel like Musa, I just feel like, I think offensively, he would never probably, unfortunately, get the opportunity. He would never be a top option. So with that being said, coaches would probably use him to try to win, and that would come from more defense and rebounding. You know, I think it would be 2, 3, 4 other people offensively that's better than him. And so he didn't have, you know, I guess, the, you know, I ain't going to say the word suffer. It's just they might not feel like his offense is considered elite for a high major school.
And then
I'm sure he – go
ahead. No, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I was just saying, and so in that case, you know, people kind of, you know, use for your strengths. You know, you don't have time to work on your weaknesses in the game. And then I'm sure he worked really hard, but even working hard, like back in the day, Shaq worked really hard on free throws. He hired different shooting coaches. Sometimes is, you know, is what it is on certain people or whatever like that for the time being.
What did you think of the last couple of gets that Penny's had, including the former Tech, was it Tyrese? What do you think of those gets? They fit in your eyes?
Yeah, because what Penny – I mean, I like to do this. Usually Penny be big. I'm the type that go get 3, 4 cold guards first, and then I think about everything. I was like, you know what I mean? And so, you know, and so he did it, and he actually got a big-time player that won in the AAC. So he, you know, made me look good again coming on the radio because I know last week or the week before was – he can only get AAC people. He can't get no high major.
That was John. That was John. That was our yelling at. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you told John to calm down.
I just said I preferred high majors.
Well, you got it. That's what we did. Every time you prefer something, it's like being at a restaurant. They might not serve it on the menu, but a good owner be like, I'll make it work. Penny, go do it for you. So
man, Penny comes through. Like, bro, it's dead ass. He comes through.
Yeah. Like, so he got the Texas guy, and I think that's major, so... You had them front court people. But I seen on one ranking site, and I don't know how much they do these portal rankings. I don't know how accurate they are because people are jumping in there every day. But on one of them, they had the kid from Tulsa, like top 5, like 3 or 4 on one of them.
Yeah, that was on 3 that had him that high. I know ESPN's got him a little lower. Everybody seems high on Tyrese Hunter, though, that kid from Texas that you talked about. Like, he's legit.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. So I'm looking at them two alone, because what is Hunter? Is he like a top 20 or not that high? But he's pretty good, right?
I'm pretty sure he's top 20.
It just depends on who you ask. You just look at anything else. It's subjective. You know what I'm saying? Hurt?
Nah, dude's proven. Okay.
But, I mean, he's a good player. He's a good player. He produced in the Big 12. I mean, that's not an accident. You don't just accidentally put up numbers in the Big 12. You know what I'm saying? You have to be a certain level of quality and caliber to do that. Now you start talking about like Jacksonville State, You know what I'm saying? Jackson State, Moorhead State, no shade. I'm just saying, like, then I'm like, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
He's recruiting either like he expects David Jones not to come back or like he's expecting, I better have a plan for if David, you know, here's my backup plan. I'm not gonna, that's the way we're looking at Hurt. He's got, like you said, he's went out and got a whole bunch of guards and guys who are going to take shots. And it looks to me like, and I don't know if you saw this, but the NCAA's, John said, we're going with this rules change on where grad transfers now have to get in the portal by May 1. And you just wonder, really? You just wonder if David Jones, who put out the, you know, the social media post last week about, I'm going to maintain my college eligibility, but I'm going to test the waters. What he didn't say, you just wonder if we might see a guy like him, who's a grad guy, jump in now, you know, for this reason. Because you go out on the open market, man, you see how much you can get with NIL. But with all these additions, it's starting to look like Penny's kind of, well, I better have a backup plan if he's not coming back.
I'm going to say this. He wants David Jones, and I'm going to say that. And the Tigers are expecting him, grant any late thing, or he get bigger rep, you know, in the NBA, stuff like that. So, no, he's just trying to put a team together. I mean, you can never have too much, you know. We see that every year, you know what I mean? Look at some of the injuries we had last year and how that played out. Sure. So, no, I think in a perfect world, he would probably want to end this with David and Musa and Jaden Quaynes. And I think that's where, in the perfect world, I think we could wrap this thing up with them three.
Yeah, I mean, I
wow.
think...
Wow. You sound like Penny. 70-30. We think 70% chance we're going to get him back.
Right, yes.
Yeah, you...
Now,
I think him and David has a... unlike some of the other guys on last year's team, or most of them, I think him and David Jones have a really good relationship.
Interesting.
That's really interesting.
Now, do you...
Yeah, I think he liked it, you know, like most of the kids that were complaining. I think David, outside of the losing late, I think he did like to stay out in the program and everything.
Now, what is your assessment of his chances and of getting an NBA deal? Do you think that there's a spot for him in the NBA?
I do. I haven't looked at his stuff lately. He's not one of the top people that have jumped out, so I know that. And you're talking about one of the weakest drafts ever.
Exactly.
I just think in this day and age, with so much opportunity that you can do in college, you just don't play with it if it's not for sure. You know, because you don't want to be looking back 6 months from now and you're in the G League making, you know, nothing against the G League, great opportunity, but you're making, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60,000. You're on a bus 12-hour ride when you could still be making, you know, six figures and still taking, you know, all the shots, still getting better, still living luxury, still flying private. You know what I mean? I just think these days you're safer, you know what I'm saying, to stay in school now because you're getting taken care of.
Yep. We're talking to Team Thad coach and program director Norton Hurd IV. I hope y'all are listening closely. All this knowledge that he's spitting usually ends up on the right side of things. School me real quick. John might have more recruiting questions, but I got a question. Is Thaddeus Young hurt? Is our guy Thad hurt? I'm watching last night and I'm watching Phoenix get nothing from its role guys or really anybody off the bench and just wondering why, you know, you haven't even thrown him out there. Is he not healthy? Have I missed him on the injury report?
So, you know what's funny? He actually just FaceTimed me before I got on the phone with you guys.
What is happening? I don't get it. They need help.
They need him. They got practice in a couple of hours. You know, he's not sure. He's not hurt. He's available. They kind of say they brought him there for the playoffs. So we were ready for times like this. A lot of the veterans in the Big Three, they definitely say he make it easy, you know, because the time he been there, his short samples, you know, he have shown in some big games he can get it done. And he know how to play the right way. But, you know, he's a true professional and, you know, whatever the coach's decision is. And, you know, I'm sure Frank Vogel will look now and realize that you got to do something different.
Something, exactly.
Yeah, something, because that's just too good of a team for us to go out. You know, Anthony was my young boy, too, so I love the Timberwolves, too. But that Phoenix Sun team is just a try to win. Now they got veteran superstars, and they got too much going on for you not to adjust and start doing something differently. So, and I'm with you, Jason. I'm not being biased. I think that would help them a lot.
Winning plays, right? They're missing the glue stuff. They got too much on KD and Booker to go out there and score, you know, 50 apiece. They're missing the glue guys. He could provide that still at this point in his career. Could still do that. That makes sense. That's poor coaching by Vogel. So mm-hmm. I know you got he's up there. I can say that. Yeah. Like what else? Yeah. You got to make a change. Guy sitting down there, he's available and he's a vet.
Yeah. Top five in all of them, Phylon has hit the open market. He asked for his Phylon asked for his release from his NLI from Kansas. Do we know where Phylon is going, or is he reopening this thing up altogether?
Yeah, opening up. He hit me about a week ago because you know, he thought I was with my team. I was supposed to go to the Jordan game in New York. I had three kids in it, him, Quain, is Darion. He's like, Coach, I want to talk to you. You know, Kansas is getting a lot of, you know, it's Kansas. They're getting a lot of good transfers. What's going on? I'm like, well, you know, Coach Self, I always keep it real. We'll chop it up. But long story short, he told me he was probably going to get out of it. And I was in a parent Zoom meeting last night. And when I say my phone was, I said, oh, shoot, this boy must have did this right now. You know what I'm saying? And it was dinging, media on 3 years, then this person, college coach. And so from that standpoint, I say he's wide open. He just wants an opportunity. And it's some really good schools that say they need a starting point guard or they need a big role and they have NIL and they have opportunities. So he'll be just fine. Them type of high school kids that's like top 30, you know, they have a way of still figuring it out. So I think he'll be just fine.
Now, tell us about the business at hand for you and for Team Thad. Y'all got something this weekend? You gonna play the number one team in the country?
Yeah, so not only do we have something this weekend, the city has something great this weekend. Once again, Nike have come back, the number one shoe brand in the world, the number one basketball league in the world, EY Building, is going on all weekend at the Memphis Event and Sports Center. And last year in May, John, you had the numbers. I can't remember, but it brought so many millions of impact or something. I think they had a write-up about it. It was millions and millions. And so it's back. And, man, we play the number one team in the country with the number two top players in the country, A.J. Dubai, Tyron Stokes. They got three. We play them on Saturday. We need the whole city out to support it. But not just that game. We play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll be great. If you just love basketball, you want to see the next top NBA guy, you want to see the next, you know, Memphis Tiger, you know, a lot of guys in there that mm-hmm. Tigers are recruiting. I mean, it's just – it's the best of the best before you hit the NBA. That's pretty much, you know, to explain. And it'll be good. It's good for families. It's good for events. It's, you know, just good entertainment. And, you know, with us being, the Tennessee and Memphis Nike team, we're kind of like the host team. And we would love, you know, for everybody's support to come out. But we play at 4:45 on Saturday, the Oakland Soldiers. That's the number one team in the country. Of course, we're an underdog. And so the more support we get, the rally, we can really do something special with that also.
Yeah. I think the actual number was
John was gone, so it was me providing.
It was
the numbers.
15 million, which I'm being told is now Jaden Quaintance's ask for a year. so just whatever they did in e-commerce last year.
Last year it was session four, right? Heard in Memphis, and this year is session one.
Yeah, it was okay. Four, and
right,
it was the first time. So I think the money would be even more bigger. I mean, like, from hotels to food. I mean, because a lot of people actually coming tomorrow because I've been getting a lot of teams renting, you know, won't need to rent gyms and our gym out all day on Friday. So a lot of the West Coast teams will be here tomorrow. And so it's almost, even though the festivities don't start the Friday, the impact from the money for the city will start tomorrow. And just everybody. I mean, I've been getting – you know, I'm not a big clubber or a big go-out guy, but a lot of nightclubs and different places and late restaurants been wanting to set up stuff with the Nike coaches and stuff. So it's going to be pretty good for everybody, man, all around. But we definitely, you know, would love the whole city to come out and just support the Nike event and or Team Thad also this weekend. We definitely need it. We definitely appreciate it. And we just want to come as one whole and show people how great this city is.
Dig it. Love it. Hey, Hurd, appreciate
good
the time
this
as
weekend,
always.
Brother.
Thanks for coming on and breaking it down,
know
man.
You'll put on
appreciate
for the city.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, he is Norton Hurd the IV, Team Thad.
Did you know session one was here and this is the
I think I did. I think I did hear that. Yeah.
Shout out to J.J. Greer and the folks over at Memphis Tourism that got this thing here last year.
Yeah.
And then obviously convinced Nike they should come back and do
absolutely.
It again.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a big deal for the city.
It is
you
a big deal, yeah.
Hotel rooms. You'll have all these teams in town. CJ and I were out there last year to watch Hurd. It was session four, so the last one before you head off to Peach Jam. This is the difference now. You're the first of the four sessions this year. But, man, as family or whatever else, and getting a chance to see all the great ones and the ones that are going to be in the NBA next, man, you get them right here in your backyard over the Memphis Sports and Event Center. It's fantastic, this environment. You missed it last year.
Yes,
this
I did.
This is your chance to cash in.
I was in Serbia.
Yeah, you were in Serbia. This is your chance to see something big. Remember, we got Bryce, who was wearing, I want to say, Jaws, and that made a ripple effect through the AAU world and when Jaws shoes and everything else, and he's wearing Jaws and not his dad's shoes.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you get all the best of the best. So they'll be here this weekend.
Yeah, should be great. Appreciate her coming on and breaking down the Quaintance recruitment. You know, as good as it gets, no doubt. So I appreciate him doing that. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Wednesday. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Bruce Donovan starts tomorrow at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Goes through Saturday. And you have to get out there to the Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended if it's time to buy a diamond. All shapes, sizes, cuts, clarity for all budgets. You got a huge selection of these loose diamonds. They're beautiful. They're the biggest. They're the brightest. And everything is supersized during this selection. And during this event, all shapes and sizes, 0% for 60 months, 20% off during the event. Check it out this Thursday through Saturday at Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended across from Novel Booksellers.
Plus, if you're ready to pop the question, you should absolutely go see Howie. Extra benefit, every diamond engagement ring purchased is going to come with a free men's wedding band. So that is taken care of. And it's important to take care of us men, too. Now, this is about her and getting that yes. Howie's certainly going to help you do that. He wants to take care of you, too. Upgrades also welcome. Loose diamond, bridal event at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Great time to upgrade your original diamond engagement ring to something bigger and brighter. Maybe you're in position to do that. Maybe it's something you've promised her you would do through, 10 years, 15 years. Time for an upgrade. Howie can cover you there as well. Remember, the sale starts tomorrow, goes through Saturday at the Robert Irwin Jewelers Diamond Showroom on Perkins Extended across from Novel Booksellers. For complete details on this sale, go online to rijewelers.com. There's always bigger, brighter diamonds and better prices. That's RIJ.
Okay, just to recap everything today on the show. Fade Brad, in case you missed it today, you would be playing Miami plus 14.5, and then you would be playing the New Orleans Pelicans plus 7.5. Those would be your selections for the day. Again, always recommend playing them straight. Although on a 2-game slate, knock yourself out. Right, I mean, if you go 1-1, you're going to lose anyway. So
it's crazy. Get crazy, Johnson.
You can parlay.
Parlay day today.
You can parlay 2 games. If it's three, if it's three, right, he's going to either win or he's going to lose. Right.
Yes.
In a 2-game slate, you know, he could very easily split. That's the likelihood, is that he splits. So I have no problem. If you're going to lose, you're going to lose. So you might as well go for the gusto and parlay Heat and Pelicans here. Plus, not the money line, but the points. That's what I would say if you're going to fade them today.
Well, you like it, because you know, Boston's there's that number so big.
I played Miami plus 15 for small. I did play Miami. I do think.
Told you.
I do
see it in the twinkle in his eye.
I do think Spoelstra is going to make some adjustments and find a way to. I mean, we're talking about 15 points here, right? That's not even a 13 point loss is not a competitive game.
It's, bro, they're. Kevin Love only got so much left in the tank.
Agreed, but let me ask you
your
this.
Your man can't keep saving, can't keep throwing 16 in here and there.
No.
And if Tyler Hero is off,
right,
game plan doesn't matter.
No, I agree.
Because he's all you got right
There's a good chance he's going to be better than 11 points, right? There's a good chance. There's a good chance that.
Maybe when he's the focus of the defense, and the Celtics are a good defense, it's much tougher to do for Tyler
Hero. It could. But
he's carrying such a load.
Do we think that the Celtics are going to go 22 of 49 from three again? Do we not think that there's going to be some adjusting there from the Miami Heat? I mean, I just think there's some ways where you could vision. I mean, they only won by 20, so, and that's with all those things happening. So,
well, they didn't even care at the end. Did you see it?
Well, they may not care this time. They may have let up again. Plus, I think you're just going to get a more desperate effort from the Miami. I could be totally wrong. You know, but I kind of like I like Spoelstra in these spots.
Well, and you like the fade Brad.
He's the better coach. He is the better coach in this series.
I'll give you that all day long.
So can we adjust our way to a 13-point loss, man? Damn. I mean, you can't even give me that.
Well, I tell you what, you hate talking the other side once you've placed the bet.
No,
because then media. See, I can bring up all these points when you haven't placed the bet, and you're like, "Oh yeah, Jason, that's a good point. You know, you're right. Yeah, this is a, but when once you've placed the bet, you don't want to hear it from me. Those same points.
No, it's
we get to this point every time.
Yeah. No, look,
and again, I'm not rooting against you.
Yeah,
you placed the bet.
You need the heat to cover.
These are the same points I would make.
You need the heat to cover. For the segment, you need the heat to cover.
The segment's going to do great. And I just thought about it.
Brad's heating up.
If somehow he has picked up on the scent of winners, and there's some indication he may be doing that, we could always flip it.
We could. Tail Brad.
Roll or tail with Brad Carson.
You decide.
See? Right. It kind of depends on the run he's on. Now, what he is expert at right now, through the numbers bear out, is still picking the losers.
You know,
he may have found a new scent, though.
I think that the segment in thinking about it illuminates something that I think is really important in the gambling discussion, and that is there are real no experts unless you're doing this your other job.
It is. It's the theme of this thing.
There are no experts.
There are people that do sports bet professionally.
But again, they don't hit it at a clip that Brad was hitting on losers.
Correct. That is correct.
They don't come close.
But they do it in a
What's
very
the best
different
group?
Way.
60? 58%?
I think 56. What? But you're talking about volume.
56 is the best that experts do.
That's right. And they're also using a lot of money, and they're quitting their other job to do it.
56,
I know,
the end is great in terms of when you do, but in the end, it ain't much different than 50-50. And that's his
point. That's right.
His point is fractional.
The margins are slim.
Sometimes the expert doesn't matter because you get something crazy.
The market is actually better than it right now.
But 56% is over millions and millions of bets a year is a big difference.
Yes,
50,
again,
right?
I realize
but
for
it
the
takes,
pros,
it takes
that number,
millions
right.
and millions and millions of bets and yes. millions of dollars, right? The volume.
Yeesh.
That's where the professional sports bettors have thousands of accounts. They have to because they can't get down enough money themselves. You know,
because they're limited.
They'll get limited.
Your boy Chernoff's a good example. He's in the Dominican. Like, go to the Dominican. That's a pro.
Now, apparently, Chernoff was down there before this even kicked off.
Yeah.
He was doing it then.
Is that what he told us? He used to be a bookmaker. That's where he started. His career started on the other side of the counter.
There's a pro.
Yeah.
He was talking about how much it's changed since when he started, just the place itself.
But you have to definitely... You do it very differently. You bet openers. It's a very complicated thing to explain. But it ain't. Hey, on game day, what do you like?
Which is why this is why I pick a lot of losers.
That's right. That's right. We'll see. We'll see if Brad is on a heater for real, or if he can get back to his losing ways.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.